And this note before we close the show today. Monday is the 150th anniversary of the single bloodiest day ever on U.S. soil, the Battle of Antietam during the Civil War. The fight started at dawn on September 17, 1862, in the fields around Sharpsburg, Maryland, and more than 22,000 soldiers from the North and South were reported dead, wounded, or missing after 12 hours of carnage. Surgeons were overwhelmed, but they had help from people at nearby farms and also from a Massachusetts woman named Clara Barton, who brought supplies and nursing aid to the wounded.
Well, she started out, and her goal on battlefields was to be there up towards the front, trying to help the medical personnel that they had with the first aid.
That's historian Susan Rosenvold, superintendent at the Clara Barton Missing Soldiers Office.
So she would go forward into the fighting and try to help pull people off the battlefield that had been wounded. So she would, if they were bleeding severely, try to stop the bleeding and that kind of thing, and try to get people off the battlefield back to a field hospital where they could get help quickly. She also assisted surgeons. She took down the names of some of the soldiers so that their family would be sure to get notification that they were wounded and what their disposition was going to be and that kind of thing. So she really provided a tremendous service for the U.S. military at that time.
After the Civil War, Clara Barton took up the cause of grieving parents, other family members, and friends whose sons, brothers, or neighbors were missing. She eventually helped identify more than 22,000 men through her Missing Soldiers Office, which is now a museum. She also went on to found the American Red Cross. Again, historian Susan Rosenvold.
She was one of the first people to recognize the idea that the general public should be trained in first aid, because why stand around waiting for medical help if you know how to take care of it? And of course, the first aid and safety classes with the American Red Cross are one of their biggest programs.
Thousands of people are expected to go to the Antietam battlefield this weekend to mark the 150th anniversary. One of the monuments they'll see there honors Clara Barton.
Yes, we'll rally around the flag, boys, rally once again. Shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Robin Young will be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, and please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.